Welcome in to episode one of Rockies Recapped. We'll go over the three win streak that we have going on right now. So let's start with the obvious point, which was the gems that the pitchers were pitching. Aramon Marquez pitched a complete game shutout with one hit. Very well should have been a no-hitter. Just unlucky on Nato to, you know, not be able to make that play. I don't expect him to make every play. He's probably the best defensive third baseman in the game. But, you know, nobody's going to make every single play every time. Antonio Senzatella, really strong performance. And John Gray has had strong performances pretty much all throughout this season so far. His record says 0-3. Or technically 1-3 now, but in my opinion, he shouldn't be 1-3. He should have a couple more wins along the way. Offense just couldn't heat up with him. And then Nolan Arenado heating up at the time he did was extremely crucial to the wins. Three homers in the last three games. I think that this is going to be the moment that we heat up and start to see the offense start to put up more and more runs. The Phillies are a very hot offense, as we know. It's probably going to be a barn burner all four games. You know, the Phillies offense is like a train. Once it gets going, it's really hard to slow down. Harper, Hoskins, McCutchen, you know, all guys that can at any moment just sling the ball. Real Muto's are probably the best hitting catcher in the game at the moment. But I do believe we can win this series. I think we're going to take 3 of 4. I think we're going to lose probably either the first game or the second game of the series, and then win it on Saturday and Sunday. It's difficult to say that the offense is just going to blow out Philly and just win three games. This is all just based off of what I predict, what I think is going to happen. I might be very wrong and we come out and get swept, which I really hope we don't. But as long as Nato is hot and, you know, we just got back Dahl, we just got back, man, there were crucial parts to the offense before. I mean, Dahl leads the team in hits, or was leading the team in hits. I don't know if anybody kind of took over in the couple days he's been out. But, you know, getting all these crucial parts back to the offense is really what's going to help, too. You know, Dahl coming back, he very well can sling home runs left and right. McMahon coming back hits the ball well. Eventually, we're going to get Daniel Murphy back. Eventually, we're going to get Chris Iannetta back, who's a okay hitting catcher. He's not the best, he's not the worst, but as of right now, you know, we have Tony Walters, who's slinging the ball very well. We have Tapia, who's hitting the ball very well. We got Hampson hitting the ball very well. All in all, the offense is really working well together, and I put some of the credibility towards Nolan Arenado. But in reality, you know, you've got Trevor Story, David Dahl back, Ryan McMahon back, Garrett Hampson, Raimel Tapia, Charlie Blackman, Tony Walters. They're all hitting the ball extremely well at the moment. You know, Tapia had two triples the other night, or two extra base hits. You have Tony Walters, who's already passed his 2018 season in the amount of doubles he's hit. You know, he very well should have had a home run in the second game of the Padres series. You know, Charlie Blackman, he's not really the Charlie Blackman we know, but he's still putting up the numbers that we expect from him. You know, he's not hitting home run. He hasn't hit a home run yet, but I mean, still he's hitting, what is it, like 280 something, 290 something. You know, Trevor Story's hitting the ball hard in the gaps, hitting the ball out a lot of times. Nolan is showing the pop that we've seen before from him. Tapia's got a little bit of pop. Garrett Hampson showed off his pop, got his first major league home run. Dahl's got pop. McMahon has pop. Walter showed a little bit of pop. You know, I mean, we have to just basically assume that we've just got to hope and assume that the offense is going to come out and play the way we know they can play. The beginning of the season was really rough. You know, Dave Magadan being a brand new hitting coach, some of the guys weren't used to him. We're building up some bonds right now, and that's what's important, is that we keep those bonds and that we stay positive throughout this time. It's not going to be anything that's easy. You know, we've got a very tough schedule, a lot of very good pitching teams. We got Aaron Nola, Jake Arrieta, all those guys coming into Denver this week. I can, for the life of me, not remember who they play after Philly. I will figure that out really fast. But I mean, you know, we're going to see Jake Arrieta. We're going to see Aaron Nola. And then whenever we play the Dodgers again, you know, they're going to have Clayton Kershaw, who is one of the best pitchers to ever play the game. They've got Walker Buehler, who isn't off to the hottest start. You know, Urias from the Dodgers kind of gave us really bad troubles the first time we played. The Padres have people like... I take that back. I can't think of a Padres pitcher right now. You know, in San Fran, you got Mad Bum, who's always given the Rockies problems, but, I mean, we've also hit very well against them. Oh, and then the next game, the next series after this is the Washington Nationals. Scherzer, I don't even want to go into that. They've got two very good pitchers in Scherzer and Strasburg, who are going to give us probably going to give us problems. And then you have people in their bullpen like Sean Doolittle, who are also going to give us problems. After that, we got the Braves. So, Teron, Foltynewicz, you know. It's a tough-looking schedule. After the Braves, we got the Brewers. Then we got the Diamondbacks. It's a tough schedule. And, I mean, you have to acknowledge that it's a tough schedule. We went in, lost two games to the Marlins that we shouldn't have. Then, you know, there's nothing we could have done against the Rays. The Rays have one of the best pitching staffs in the game. Also, with the offense they have, it's tough to play. They're going to be a playoff team this year. I guarantee you that. You know, then we came in and played the Dodgers. We had a one-game win streak going, which I can't even call it a streak because it was one game. Dodgers just blew us out of the water. We weren't even prepared for the Dodgers. In my mind, we weren't prepared for the Dodgers. We weren't prepared for Cody Bellinger, who's hitting the ball extremely well. But, you know, he's not going to hit the ball that well the entire season. He's not going to hit 450 and hit 90 jacks. People have slumps, and teams go into slumps together. In my opinion, we just slumped together at the beginning of the season. And then, you know, against the Giants, it honestly looked like, you know, game four, Aaron Marquez came out and you went, you know what, I'm done with it. Let's just get it over with. Let's win this game. Let's get a streak going. And it looks like Antonio Sensatella and John Gray also followed in that mindset and pitched extremely well those two games against the Padres. I mean, this is a time to be optimistic. We've scored a lot of runs in the last two games. The offense is heating up. We get tacos. We got tacos on yesterday. And now we got the hot Phillies coming in. They're a tough team. But I'm going to be really hopeful and say that, you know, we're either going to split the series or we're going to win it. So if you guys have anything that you want to add to the podcast or you want to ask questions, make sure you are following me on Instagram or something. I'll make sure that everyone knows my links. But with that, I think I'm going to have to sign off there. Not a lot to talk about. Okay, Jake. Not a lot to talk about there. Probably a longer podcast coming on Sunday after the Philly series. You know, I'll be there on Sunday to watch the Philly series. So we're just going to see how this all plays out. Again, just be optimistic, guys, and we'll do fine. So I appreciate anybody that stops and watches, or watches, Jesus Christ, listens. Thanks so much, and I'll see you guys next time.